What do you got there?
It's a copy of
Society 1989.
Hey, where'd you find that?
It was
found behind the vending machine.
Behind the vending machine.
Found behind the vending machine.
Found behind the vending machine.
All right, so in 1987, a movie was made and released in 1989.
The Wizard, starring Fred Savage.
We still need
Nintendo.
To do that.
I love that fucking movie.
We need to do that.
Before he became a dick.
The Wizard? Yeah, the Wizard. But not, we're not talking about that. We're talking about Society.
Oh, okay. Society.
So this is a horror film that I had never heard of until recent years. Recent years, I watched this and I loved it because I didn't know what to expect. Rodney, I made watch this recently. Jay, you saw this probably back in the day.
Oh, I like Natural Line.
Jay, did you see this back in the day?
So I don't recall this actual show.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
Oh, my God, there's Black Cherry.
Oh, I take Black Cherry.
I just don't know which side.
So,
Society.
That's what? Raspberry, wrong one.
Yeah, no, Jay, what is it?
She looked familiar, though. She looked like somebody I saw.
Society's about Nepo babies and Donald Trump family.
So, this is definitely a political movie.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, open Raspberry. I wanted Black Cherry.
I'll drink it.
No, I want the black cherry still taking it home.
No, he wants a raspberry.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, okay. I haven't drank. I just opened it.
I'll drink whatever.
I didn't drink. Okay.
So, yeah, we're having high society here drinking all of our fancy
seltzers. I don't know if this is high society, but this is definitely a drinking dilemma at the moment.
What a great thing. I don't know how
great. But yeah, Jay, what is society basically about in a nutshell?
Fucking people over, for the most part. You got the group collective. They're not aliens, but they're aliens.
What movie? Obey Everywhere with Ronnie Ryder?
That's how they live. It's a satire. This is for sure a satire.
Yeah, no, it definitely has a political meaning behind it. But the overall thing is, for the most part, some kid in that timeline, orphan.
So at that timeline, the biggest person, most popular person was probably Donald Trump. I'm not trying to get political. And they went out and find an actor of the dad of that family that looks like Donald Trump, too. There's definitely political
shit. Oh, it's 80s.
That,
I mean, this is...
Yeah.
What's weird is the older I get, we grew up at a time when you had Family Ties and Michael P. Keaton.
Oh, Alex P. Keaton grew up? That must have been special.
No, Alex P. Keaton being like the young Republican guy. And I felt like very attuned, like, oh, Ronald Reagan's saving the day, da-da-da. And there would be certain things out there, like, you know, you had Phil Collins with Land of Confusion. You had that TV show with the puppets. Remember those weird puppets? We're actually in Land of Confusion, where they were ripping on, Ronald Reagan and people being against, Margaret Thatcher. And basically all the trickle-down economic shit that they started back then that doesn't do us any favors now, union busting, all that. Like, I had no idea as a kid. There were people that knew this movie, that basically were kind of calling that shit out. And it's a rich family in
Butthead.
family in Beverly Hills.
You'll get it.
They got their lovely, their young, lovely daughters coming of age. Then the son is, they consider him like a fuck up or whatever.
He's like their black sheep of the family in a sense.
He's not a part of family.
You find out later he was adopted. He was adopted. And so they weren't the real parents, whatever, right? Because that's what adoption means a lot of times.
Yes.
And in the long run, you find out that they've been kind of grooming him in a way to plumping him up for a feast, more or less.
I was hungry. Don't talk like that.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Well, because they like the gamey meat, right? So he was a he was a really good school athlete and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, playing basketball and they're
sort of popular, but not really because he was Teen Wolf. Kind of like Teen Wolf, but just he wasn't the wolf.
He had that little mullet thing going, too.
But you had definitely the Aryan feel of all the other ones.
He did have a Michael J. Fox kind of look to him.
Not only had a Michael J. Fox look to him. He acted like Michael. We talked about this when we were watching it. I think he tried to channel Michael J. Fox in this whole movie. This actor tried to channel Michael J. Fox.
Did I tell you who he was? You said he looked familiar. Did I tell you who he was?
No.
So it's the actor Billy Warlock. He was on Baywatch.
You don't even have to show me. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Oh, he's got the whole thing on DVD and shit like that, so he knows.
Dude, Amazon has a great 80s movie. I watched The Thrasher. Thrashing about skateboarding movie.
Yes, Thrashing.
I watched that, and then I watched Johnny B. Goode.
Yeah, because it's all the MGM catalog that they've got.
Dude, Amazon has a great 80s movies thing. Sorry.
MGM
collected all the...
I got to sort through all the horror movies to get to the newer ones just to find...
And it's all under Amazon now,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
It's got some good...
You know, a lot of those older movies do hold up still today, too.
They do.
What we're watching,
Johnny B. Goode is about... Them buying, the college is buying a kid and spending all this money on what they're not supposed to do. And they call this one school, Texas, whatever, and the other one's UCC instead of USC. Mm-hmm. Those same schools are doing the same shit to this day.
They've been
from 1988.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and then we watched Thrashing. I'm like, oh, I watched Thrashing when I was little, and I liked the movie Thrashing because I wanted to be a skateboarder when I was younger. But I didn't realize the main actor was what's his name from Goonies and from Thanos.
Oh, it's Brolin.
Brolin's the main actor in this movie. Brolin, okay. I didn't realize it was him. And I'm watching it. I'm like, something feels like.
I enjoy watching movies when I realize that they're in shit that I like now. I'm like, oh, yeah. I didn't know they were in that.
I was watching. I was like, he's skateboarding. I'm like, you ever think he thought he'd be Thanos?
You got to watch it.
I know, right?
Yeah, it was really cool watching.
Have you ever
it.
Seen Tough Turf?
Yes, I love Tough Turf. I bought the shoes from Tough Turf when I was younger.
It's James Spader and Robert. I think that's Robert
Downey
Jr.
They had shoes from Tough Turf.
First movie.
The red and black shoes from Tough Turf. It was. I can't remember the shoe line they had it, but I went out and I begged my mom.
Is that like a Reebok or something?
Not Reebok. It was called, well, they were, remember Troops?
BKs or?
No, Troops. Troops came out that the owner of Troops one time was owned by a KKK member.
Ooh.
And they canceled that shoe line, but Tough Turf and the Troop and
now,
line.
Now Donald Trump has his own shoe line.
You know you're going to buy a pair of those.
Allegedly.
But Tough Turf, I love that movie because it's about a skateboarder. But those shoe lines, that shoe was.
Tough Turf was on a skateboarder.
He wore a red jacket, didn't he?
No. Tough Turf is with James Spader. Like
he had
the new
blonde
kid in
hair,
school.
Right?
It's James Spader at a new school, and he's being bullied.
Is that on Amazon?
Yeah, I think that's where I saw.
I remember really liking that movie, too. Okay, I'm crossing my movies up.
Yeah.
He might be
Amazon for 80s movies.
I don't recall it.
So all day, every day. I was like, I want to watch something that doesn't stress me out.
I love putting on 80s movies. I love them. I recently watched Just One of the Guys again, like, for the first time in a long time. And
yes.
I'm like, oh, I mean, the only scene I remembered was when she flashed him at the end.
There's something like.
I was like, oh, this is actually kind of cool.
I don't want to call it not stressful because when I was watching Thrashing, California had spray paint everywhere, graffiti everywhere. I'm like, it looks like shit then. Then they had this like cleanup thing. I was like, people want to talk about how things were better then. I'm like, this looks like an apocalyptic movie and it's not. But I was watching Thrashing and I was like, and then Johnny B. Goode with.
It's Anthony Michael Hall.
Anthony Michael Hall. Yeah, yeah.
And Robert Downey Jr., right?
Yeah, and Robert Downey Jr. is the same quirky stuff. He's doing the same weird shit he was doing in the movie the whole time. Yeah. I'm like, so. I really liked it. I'm going to spend some more time.
Yeah,
on
that
Amazon,
one I haven't seen. Yeah, I haven't seen Johnny B. Goode.
It's on Amazon. It's. I know we're talking about 80s movies. Sorry, don't.
No, it works.
But it felt really good to watch. There's something stressful around it. I don't know how to word it.
I've always said it took something to make these movies back then. You had to get a budget. You had to have film.
Yeah.
Well, you had to have sound mixing.
You had to have a creativity, imagination, and like
cocaine.
A literal vision. Well, that was cocaine. That was an amplifier to reach your inner creativity, right?
So, mm-hmm.
And
cocaine had a lot to do with what was going on in the 80s, too.
Did you say
cocaine?
Yes,
he
okay,
said
good.
We were raised on movies and TV shows made by people constantly on cocaine. Like, every. That's why they're great.
Did you see that Transformers
mix? Not just movies, but laws,
yes,
too.
Yes.
But I. Amazon is not, because I don't have Netflix anymore. I'm scrolling all these other things. And I'm in love with Amazon's 80s list. I'm just saying.
No, there's a lot of good stuff on there.
Yes.
So, yeah, so society.
They're associated with human
Tough
trafficking.
Turf? You said Tough Turf might be on there?
I think so, yeah.
I remember liking Tough Turf. I didn't know it was, what's his name in it?
But, yeah, the idea is that the boyfriend of the main character's sister is like some kind of dirtbag they want to get rid of. He's being a creep hiding in a closet at the beginning of the movie.
Oh, the old boyfriend. Yeah, the old boyfriend.
Who looks like
she would even give him time of day.
Yeah,
it was not in that school. Like maybe in elementary school.
Right. Maybe that was part of the game of them luring people in, but
so she was, I'm guessing she was close to 18 because he said something about him leaving. He was like almost 18 or whatever. So I'm guessing they're right around that age, right? So it's got to be a high school thing for them to be like, has to have something with the maturity level, I'm assuming, right?
There's a lack of clarity on the entire situation.
There is, but I think it works for him, a lot of ways, because they have that one conversation towards the end, which, like, I'm watching this whole movie, and I'm like, all right, what's the fucked up twist here in this whole movie?
Because
I honestly did not,
with the scene, so we see him, again, being a creep, the brother walks in on the sister in the shower.
Right. Well, and then
her ass and her tits are on the same side of the glass.
But they do a great. So this is the part I loved about this movie, though, too. Like, so I guess I already came out and said I like this movie because it does
one of my favorites.
It does do a really good point of like misdirecting you in a lot of ways, right? Usually I hate it when movies do this because they do a shit job at it. This one does a pretty good job where like you're almost because they got a psychotherapist guy in there, shrink.
Which they did add that later because they wanted to have a couple things when they
that
finished,
shrink was there to make him think that well, yeah, they, everything was okay.
When they finished the film, right, they said, we need to do a little bit more. So they added the shower scene and they added the shrink to kind of tie in some of the stuff at the beginning a little bit later. And it works.
And it works really well because you're like, for most of the movie, when it starts getting into this, like the weird, creepy part, you start thinking like, oh, is this all in his head?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm wondering.
Because he has the apple with maggots at the beginning.
Yeah, you start seeing the maggots and all this weird shit, right? So
I've
some
seen
of
apple
that,
with maggots and shit before. What have
it's
I seen?
Always, it's like a biblical thing.
So, yeah, I was going to say, I think that's, they just
like
use
people
that in a lot
falling
of
in water, being baptized. Like, there's a lot of Jesus motif. Like, it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
it's legend just, where the girl wears a black dress.
Maybe it's. I think it's just the thing that they show that like people are losing their mind or shit's going to go bad, kind of like weird stuff.
Seen Legend in a long time. That's the Tom Cruise one, right?
I have the arrow.
I've not.
It's called Jack. I love that movie. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
I remember not liking it, so I didn't
watch
it.
I love it. I love Legend.
But Tim Curry is the devil.
Tim Curry
is
the best devil
sweet.
In every movie ever. Is in that movie. Sorry,
but no, anyway. That's fine. But
is it
yeah,
fine?
Is it Mia Sara? From Ferris Bueller?
I didn't really care for that much. I'd rather
I have the re-release, the updated version of the Arrow release. I have it. I bought it.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we'll have to
and
do that.
And
have
a special edition,
the...
too, for DVD. All right. But I own it.
We'll do that one of the nights, then.
Okay. No, where was I?
All right, so yeah, talking about the shrink. The shrink and him being in his head.
And he was in the shrink was kind of doing a good job, too, misleading him in a lot of ways, where he's like, I don't like to... give drugs and shit like that,
give
right?
Drugs.
Which you find out later too is a good reason because he didn't want to taint the meat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which you like that word taint. Yeah, I caught his attention.
It's the skin between my penis and my balls,
right? And it's not really like just the meat though; it's like the whole body, right? Because they
yes, exactly they, how I sell it.
Yes, you like they absorb the whole body.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, right. I gave this podcast to people from work.
So then
my job.
But his girlfriend is fucking hilarious.
You guys hired.
No,
but I'm about to lose my job.
The girlfriend's fucking hilarious because she's a fucking, she's like calling him selfish and all this shit. And she's breaking up with him because she wants to go to a fucking party that he can't get her into right now. Right. And then she turns around, and gets fucking mad at him because she breaks up with him. Like, we need to see other people. And then she gets mad because he ends up.
Well, it's weird even when he's giving the speech and the other girl, like, she's in the audience, like, flashing him or whatever. And it's
right.
Like, but she's one of them, too, the high society. We'll just call them high society.
Are they all inbreeding?
Well, really
they're all inbreeding,
just
right?
Just society.
They're just society.
It's just society.
They're inbreeders.
I don't really know if it's really inbreeding
because...
It's
a class thing, more so.
Yeah,
because that's
it's
what
like
I think the mayor says that later.
They're Battelles.
Yeah, because that was the one thing, too, like, they... misleads you in a lot of ways, which I liked.
Well, the weird thing too is when
the recording,
the recording. Is so weird because it sounds like it's an orgy with the mom and the dad.
Yes, I understand that recording. Yeah, they make you, they make your mind run or whatever.
Right,
Like the daughter's a part of that,
which is
like,
great because that's the part I like when I'm trying to.
I think
watch
that's
a movie.
They were really like, because
that's
you
what
remember,
all porn
remember,
is.
Remember, right? Listen, I'm not trying to, but remember when Trump said that weird shit about his daughter, her being attractive and shit. That made me think of that.
Yeah, and it's weird because I don't know when that interview happened. Look up when that interview happened because this movie actually.
I want to keep away from incest if you don't mind on my phone. So thank you.
Yeah, so this movie is thought it was 87. It was 89, but it came out 92.
Incest on my phone if you don't mind. Yes.
Well, all right, I'll
because I don't know how to search that without writing
it. I have it saved.
You already have incest.
I have it saved.
So it ultimately, everything in this movie is all like this paranoia thing. Like, he's supposed to meet with that guy, and then he dies, but you never see the body.
Nope.
Then he meets the other guy who's going to tell him stuff, and then he's dead, but then he disappears.
Yes.
So, yeah, you're right. They're, like, messing with his head for whatever reason.
They're totally fucking with him, and his friend was fucking with him, too, on a couple different things, like the blow-up doll.
Mm-hmm.
In the Jeep. There's
I need to put that on
Kevin,
Instagram.
Right? Is that what's written on the Barbie doll?
It's got a Barbie doll shoved in a blow-up doll's mouth.
Yes, the blow-up doll's name had her name on it.
Take it right off my thing.
I'll save it.
Well, because that was her name on the blow-up doll. And
oh, I got
name
flagged.
On the
Instagram. Like, I had to fight it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had to go back and say, no, this is not blah, blah, blah. Instagram flagged me on it.
For
yes,
what?
They did. On the fucking blow-up now. I got flagged on it.
Did you see that he threw that? Oh, yeah, you're not on Instagram.
So I had to, like, go back and say, this isn't, like, research it and, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I had to, like.
I'll put them all together because you sent a couple. We have
so
a couple
be careful.
Pictures.
Make it, like, your third
or
fourth swipe. Don't make it your first swipe. Okay.
sorry, I totally off track, but there was one thing I was watching, or I saw, was something about, like, if you're against racism, show me your boobs.
Yeah, I sent it to Kelly. Did I send it to you?
Apparently. Probably maybe that's what it was, because then it's like, I'm 12. And then underneath it, somebody comes back after it, it's like, racist.
I sent it to you guys.
It's funny and wrong.
So I sent it to like 12 people. Everybody laughed and nobody sent me boobs. I'm very upset about that.
I was just like, I was crazy.
Say it to a shitload of people. No boobs.
The
no
hospital. Boobs.
No. I show Mary that. I go, check this out. She goes, oh, yeah, that's funny. I go, no, read it. She goes, no, I read it. I'm not showing you my boobs right now. I'm like, no, underneath, read the rest of it.
So as far as I know, everybody I said to do are just racist. So that's just what I put that out there.
So the hospital that he goes to.
That shit cracks me up, man. It's like those sweet, short.
Did you recognize the hospital that the main character went to?
Sean did. He recognized the Halloween, Sean.
Halloween 2.
Oh.
Looks like the hospital in Halloween 2. Because it looks like
He called it out while we were watching the movie, for the record.
Yeah, and then I looked it up, and then on IMDb it goes, oh, the same scene. Because it's just this weird... It looks like a loading dock, not a hospital, which is why it's stuck in my head. And I was shocked that I was right about that. Because that's a big gap in time from, I think, Halloween 2 is maybe 1981 to 1989.
Yeah, I'm sure they use that building.
Oh, there's
quite
a big
often.
Gap between two.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, 78 is the first movie, and I think the second one maybe was 80 or 81. But yeah,
so
I was surprised.
Most of the people in the city are part of the society, which is basically McDonald's just like another species.
Well, it's the doctor, it was the mayor, it was their family. I think it was the rich people, because it was Beverly Hills. So I think because they're in Beverly Hills,
it's a shape,
the bully boyfriend.
Shape-shifting.
They call it shunting. So shunting, we get to the big scene, we realize, they go, the mayor goes, we're not even the same species as you. We're that much better than
you.
But
we've been here the whole time, though, he says, too. So they're not alien. So even though there's a bunch of science experts that say we're actually aliens to this planet,
they're the lizard people. Lizard people,
sort of. Yeah,
in a way, yeah.
But they basically melt into other people.
Well, they absorb it.
Scenes are fucked up. They're melting into the one guy. You gotta get a picture of that.
You're acting forgot that. Like you blocked it from your mind. Yeah. And you just all of a sudden went, that was that fucking movie.
That scene's ugh.
Oh, and then they did
their hand on his ass.
The same scene. Like twice, though, it
happens. Because the one friend had the beauty mark, and then he got it absorbed into the mayor later. Yeah, and he's like sticking his hand. Like,
oh, it's so beautiful. I'm like, you're a fucking shapeshifter. You should be able to do that anyways, right?
So the director said that when he was filming it, he said he had to have just a bunch of gel everywhere because he didn't want to do blood, because he just did not want to cross the MPAA or the ratings board.
No, but I think it worked well, though, because it was like your skin was melting and creating like this jelly gooey kind of
cool.
Cool. Did you say cool?
Gross.
I don't think you know what the word is.
It looked good because it worked. I think it worked, though.
You say like, good? What is wrong with you two?
Well, no, but I'm
saying Jay like these old fucking horror shit movies. Like,
and it was like, it looked really close to an orgy thing.
So
right?
Do you think that's about the upper class sucking in the.
Yeah, eating the lower
totally.
Class. Absolutely.
Oh,
taking
yes.
from them.
Yeah, for sure. Like Parasite almost. Except a little bit more
literal. Yes. And it's again the trickle down economics. It's like the anti-Reaganism stuff that's like all in here. And so then he goes upstairs and sees his family, his mom.
We looked
and his
up this director. The director really did want a political type of views in it.
Absolutely.
I think you looked it up that night, didn't you? That's where his views were.
Okay. Oh yeah, no, that's it's obvious it was political, right? But the whole like incest thing that Rodney's into was like they showed them shunting. Is that what
shunting?
That's what.
Yeah,
I know
that's
what they called it.
What was the fuck was that? With your
shunting? This is like,
is that bringing them together?
Yes,
like is coming, that like
it's like
like Chinese finger locks with penises?
Because even when he hooks up with the girl that ends up like liking him, that was the exotic girl.
She's a shunter.
But like after he has sex with her, her body's backwards in bed.
Yes,
at the one
in the
point.
Bed.
That's some crazy shit. Yeah, that was fucked up.
Like, but then again, that's pretty hot. You've never been with a gymnast. Okay,
you make
problem.
My eyes burn.
So then the family, you want to explain the dad? What he?
Oh,
Donald Trump, clearly.
So obviously, like a lot of this had just the fact that like, the kids got to call him a butthead in the show.
Oh,
so as they're shunting.
I have pictures. I sent this to you, didn't I?
Yes. Yes, you did.
Okay.
Like, would you like tea or something? Or would you rather me pee in it? That's like.
Oh, I sent you that
like,
too.
What the fuck?
That was off to like, where the fuck did that? Did you want to like, do you want me to pee? And I'm like, what the fuck did that come from?
Right.
I sent you that too, right? You got to put all this on there.
It will be.
Yes. And then, so then the mom and the daughter are kind of with the dad's arms, the mom's head, and then the daughter's head pops out from underneath.
Yes.
In a weird way. Like, it looks really fucking weird.
Uh-huh.
Like,
how'd
really,
you watch this movie?
How did I watch it?
On TV.
Yeah. Was it on Tubi or something?
Yeah, it's on one of the free channels, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, but the director is the guy who did Reanimator and From Beyond. So two H.P. Lovecraft body horror. I figured
The
horror.
Thing, like, you know, like the
It's very much like The Thing, that's too. Which was a flop when it came out back in the day. That was a flop.
Probably because it wasn't really society involved, you know? Like, if they had more of a social setting around it, it probably would have done better.
I think it just came out, like, against E.T., and it was just against, like, Blade Runner. Like, there's a lot of movies in 1982 that were crazy. I think, I'm pretty sure.
Echo. Year just come out?
Echo.
Echo.
What year did The Thing
Echo.
Come out?
Echo. Echo.
1979.
The film The Thing was released on June 25th, 1982.
Yeah, 82. So E.T., Blade Runner, like there's so much sci-fi at that point in time because Star Wars brought it all in and then so many things flopped that it kind of went away. Okay. But and also cocaine. But yeah, this is definitely influenced by a lot of that body horror.
It was more of a horror movie too type, right? So it's like it probably had a much smaller audience.
So have you seen Reanimator?
Smaller.
So Rodney, have you seen Reanimator ever?
I've heard of it. I don't know if I've actually watched it.
And then From Beyond is the one where like they go and they open up like a portal and like these weird creatures come from. Like they're both very good. Same director.
Like The Mist?
Sort
Same
of
director
like that.
As a society?
Yeah. And also, you know what else he wrote? Beyond, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Interesting.
And The Guyver. So he did The Guyver, Jay.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. So he's into body dysmorphia.
Yeah. And then the artist, or the guy that did the makeup effects is Screaming Mad George is his name. He's like a... I want to say Japanese guy who does like all these body horror kind of stuff. And
I was going to say, I think between the Japanese and the Korean, I think they're both pretty much up there for really good at these type of like visual effects for horror movies.
Because they're not afraid to go there. And we hesitant. Like, because I've never seen Tetsuo. I've ever seen Tetsuo. I've always wanted to, but I've never seen that. Or Hardware, which I think is an Australian film. I know they always talk about those as like really rough, like body horror type stuff, but
I don't think so.
So anyway, we never got
Japanese
to his dad.
Body horror? You guys see old Japanese movie anime called Wicked City.
I've heard about that one. I think they make Funko Pops of it, don't they?
I hope not.
I think they do. Look up Funko Pop. You can look that in your algorithm. Yeah. Wicked City Funko Pop.
Wicked City?
Wicked.
Wicked. Oh, Wicked.
So
okay.
The basically the end, you've got all these like the society people are absorbing all these people, like his friend, the guy, the ex-boyfriend.
And they're all wealthy, powerful people in a lot of ways
and
too, though.
The dad does his butt. He goes, so my butthead son? And the ass of this man.
Like, I guess
face.
I am a butthead or something he does, which is like,
Who does he punch at the end? Because he does his hands.
I got Wicked Funko Pops. I don't got Wicked City Funko Pops. Okay.
It's that Ted.
I don't think you
was
could.
Was it Ted Ferguson? Okay. The guy that was
his bully.
So his sister had that, like the parents said, like, you have to basically more or less, you have to shunt with someone more your age for your first time. And then you can start like shunting with the rest.
And it's a big, gross stretch. It's a sight to behold.
It is weird. And it is. Okay. Yeah, I see that.
Okay,
yep.
City.
Yep.
It's a bunch of pictures. That's the one.
Tentacle suffer. But yeah, so it must be something like
that is not a Funko Pop.
Similar to a virginity kind of thing, right?
Yeah,
in a weird way. So,
right.
So she had to get like on board with that. And that goes pretty smooth, I guess, for the most part. But then when they're feeding on her ex-boyfriend,
where the beauty mark comes from,
right? But the parent, her or like his sister and his parents decide to go in the room.
I know it's weird.
I can't remember how to say them.
Well, he ends up punching the one up. Like he ends up going up the asshole of the bad guy, the bully, and pokes his eyes out. Remember.
Her new boyfriend,
and pulls him inside out.
Yep, and everyone's afraid now.
Yeah, and they're all like terrified of him. And then his other buddy shows up, and then the one girl that's one of their species.
Oh, his friend is
that likes him,
shit,
right? Because he comes and he's kind of like Ghostbuster garbage,
and he saves her. So he's like he's not speciest,
right? So they all run away together, and that's the end of it.
That's right. Pretty
it's
much.
Basically they went. I want to make this gross ending part, and like everything leads to it.
So is that guy dead, or do they, or think, can they just
can they
turn him back inside out?
Maybe they just reshunt him into their own.
You know that scene where they're all molding into each other?
Yes.
There's a movie I watched. I don't know if it's called School Bus
Centipede.
Or Yellow Bus.
Centipede.
You and Centipede.
I don't know if it's called. I don't know if it's called Yellow Bus. School Bus. Yellow Bus.
Short Bus. Is it a
short bus?
The big orgy. Short Bus.
It made me think of that.
Yeah. Except that one's just people having sex, real sex.
Yeah, but it made me think of this.
In a short bus.
This made you think of that.
Yes.
In a short bus.
It's a thing too.
So it's what, like Love on the Spectrum kind of thing?
No. It's just a bunch of like, it's basically a film that they made where they wanted to have a pornography film, but it wasn't a pornography film.
Oh, okay.
So it's actual actors having real sex is what.
Like a good one?
It was very popular when I worked at the video store.
Is it good?
I've never seen it. I've only looked up clips.
Okay, good enough. Must not have been the good then.
I love this movie. Like, I was surprised by it the first time I watched it, which then when you see this original poster, I'm like, oh, I remember seeing. That's what I miss on DVD covers. Like, give me the old. But I guess they're trying to market to new people. But I'm like, I like it when I see a DVD cover go, oh, I remember. Like, a lot of times when I'm looking for movies, again, on Amazon, I'll see a name and go, huh? I look up on IMDb, I see the VHS poster, and I go, oh, that's a movie I wanted to watch. Oh, that's a movie I saw. When they're doing these new little logo things, I'm like, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. But I love, I recommend Society. We spoil a lot of it, but you have not seen it till you've seen it.
Right. It was kind of, like a nice refresher because I was like going into it like,
as I was washing my hands for the fifth time during this podcast, I was thinking, I'm going to like buy a white pee glove and I'll put it on right before I pee and hold my penis before I pee.
Like Michael Jackson?
Like right before I pee. And then I take it off and I'm done peeing. I don't have to wash my hands.
What do you think?
You would approve
this. What are you doing with this glove?
He's going to put the glove on and then he's going to go pee.
Yeah, exactly. And then pee and then put the glove back in my pocket. My hands never touch my penis.
Yeah, get it with all the garnet stones on it too. That'll be really interesting. But then
my hands will never touch my penis. Like, you have shoes at every house you visit.
Yes.
I thought you would approve of this.
Yeah, well, that's different because I don't want to step in puddles.
Well, because I don't want your fucking pee glove at my
No, I keep the glove in my pocket.
Oh,
and I pull it out.
Are you turning it inside out?
You didn't think this through.
No, because if you don't turn it inside out, now you're putting your pee inside your pocket too.
The pee.
Your
hand. What do you think my dick is?
Your penis hand.
I'm just touching my dick.
What's the difference
pee?
Of washing your hand or putting a dirty glove in your pocket at a certain point?
But I'm putting. It's never
it's
my
just
hands.
Easier to wash your hands. Just wash your
hands. Just wash your hands.
How are you peeing that you need a glove?
I've never got pee on my hands. How small do you think my
dick
is?
I don't know.
You're the one that brought out the fucking glove, okay?
But I was thinking, like, I pull out my pee glove, and I put it on my hand, and I pee. And I take it off, and I put it back in my hand, and I walk out the bathroom.
Are you throwing the glove out?
No, keep the glove.
So you're putting that glove.
The pee again.
So not washing
your hands. I only use it.
Is it a latex glove?
It's a white glove, like Mickey Mouse.
So it's a cotton glove?
Like Mickey Mouse.
So it absorbs into it and it soaks it.
And four fingers only.
So by this time, after the first couple times, it's more of a yellowish-brown glove. That's kind of like...
You think I peed on my hands, too?
It's pus covered.
How small do you think my fucking penis is? I'm not peeing on my gloves.
Why are you not wanting to wash your hands after you pee?
Do you pee like...
I realize how much time I'm waiting.
Do you pee like a
sprinkler head? My hands are getting dry. I'm washing them so much tonight.
He pisses like a sprinkler head.
Society.
I thought I was on to
it. I recommend this movie. Ronnie, would you recommend this movie? Were you disappointed that you watched it?
I think it clicks more now than it did then. Yeah, watch this movie.
No, it fits very, very well. Yeah, I would agree with that.
All right, cool. Back to work.
Thanks for completing this course. For more lessons, follow the Film School Janitors on Instagram and Facebook under Film School Janitors and on Twitter under FS Janitors. Please rate and review this podcast wherever you may have found it, and feel free to email us at filmschooljanitors@gmail.com. Now get back to your studies.